Well, hello and welcome to MBM Online. We're so glad that you could tune in and join us. My name's Ben and I'm the kids pastor here at MBM, and it's a privilege to have a look at God's word with you today. As of next week, MBM is going to move from being released at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for our online content. Let's pray as we look at God's word. Father, we're so thankful for your word. We're thankful that you're a God who speaks. And we pray that as we look at your word now, that you might help us to understand more about what you're like and who you are, and that you might help us to be led to pray. And so we pray for your help in this. Amen. Well, we're going to start with a question this morning. And the question is, how does your view of God shape or change the way that you pray? Or perhaps another way is to say, how does your experience in life of God shape or change the way that you pray? Well, I remember I grew up and I didn't know that God was personal. I didn't know that God was relational. I just thought that if I did the right things, if I obeyed the right rules, that God would somehow tolerate me and that God was somewhere up there in heaven. And because I didn't see God as relational, it meant that I didn't pray. I remember more recently, while I was at Bible college, actually, doubting in the goodness of God. And really, the brokenness of this world was on my front doorstep. Our apartment in Parramatta had been broken into and a bunch of stuff stolen. Precious memories and photos had been taken away from us. And I went through a period where I had incredible back pain from an injury at work, and death was on the front doorstep. And so I found it really, really hard to pray because I was doubting that God was good and that God was for me. And really, I was asking that question, is God the Father good? Does God the Father actually have my back? And there was a time period where I found it really, really hard to pray. And over time, I started to write my prayers down. I started to pray prayers to God saying, why? Why is this happening? And I started to pray prayers telling God that I was frustrated. Well, how does your view of God or your life experience shape or change the way that you pray? Well, here at MBM, we're starting to work our way through the Lord's Prayer. We're working through line by line. And today, we have these four words. Four words, our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. And really, it's all about fatherhood. And the idea of fatherhood can be so painful for some, because our earthly fathers are not perfect. Our earthly fathers have hurt us or let us down. And even some of us, we have really great dads, but they would have still let us down or hurt us. I know me as a dad, there's been times when I've let my kids down. But some of us have had dads that have left us. Some of us have had dads that are abusive. And if this is the case, it can be so hard to trust our Heavenly Father. So hard to know that he loves us unconditionally, that he is for us. So hard to believe that he won't leave us or hurt us. And so if that's you, please don't stay silent. Please click the Get in Touch button. We'd love to journey alongside of you and support you. And then remember those last two words, those words, in heaven. You see, God the Father in heaven is so different to our earthly fathers. He's completely different. And one of the famous theologians, J.I. Packer, says the Christian is someone who knows God as their Father. You see, this is all about relationship. It's about relationship with God the Father, and it's from our Heavenly Father that we understand fatherhood, because he is perfect. And so we look to him to know about fatherhood. And so today we're going to look at three aspects of God the Father, who he is, and how these three aspects of God lead us to pray. God the Father, he is close, he cares, and he's in control. Close, he cares, and he's in control. Let's jump straight into that first heading. Pray to your Father because he is close. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. This is Jesus speaking. He says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. And so remember the context of the prayer. This is the first time that the disciples ever asked Jesus to teach them something, and they asked that Jesus would teach them to pray. And so this prayer begins with God the Father up front and center. And God the Son invites us to pray to God the Father. And we're given a window into the very way that Jesus the Son prays. A window into the relationship between God the Son and God the Father. A window into a relationship of the persons of the triune God. And what's great is that Jesus not only teaches us how to pray, but he also models it all through his earthly life. He practices what he teaches, unlike the other teachers at the time. Jesus invites us to pray to God the Father as he does. He says, our Father. He doesn't just say the Father or a Father. He says, our Father. This is personal. You see, God has come close. God is near. He is our Father. And you see, part of that closeness with God that we enjoy is prayer and praying to him. You see, think of the time before Jesus. People would never address God by name. Remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, God revealed his name to Moses, but people would never use that name because they feared that if they did, they would somehow offend God, let alone addressing God as Father. And yet here Jesus, he invites us to pray as he does, to pray as people who follow him and to say, Father, our Father in heaven. You see, he is so close and he invites us to be in a relationship with him. Do you know him? Is he your Father in heaven? In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. You see, you can only know God the Father if you know Jesus, because Jesus shows us the Father. Jesus is the very way to the Father. You see, the only way to the Father is through Jesus the Son. And that way comes through Jesus in the garden praying, Father. Father in heaven. Think of that picture of the Garden of Gethsemane. He's sweating blood from his forehead and he's kneeling down saying, Abba, Father, I know this way of the cross involves immense pain. It involves the death of me, your son. And yet Jesus says, yes, I will do it. And then Jesus, he dies on the cross. The Holy Spirit raises Jesus back to new life. And then Jesus reveals the Father to those who come to him. And he sends the Holy Spirit. And it's at that point that we get that Mount Everest experience in Romans chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul says, the Spirit that you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. You see, we pray to God the Father as his children through Jesus and by the Holy Spirit. We say, our Father in heaven, because he is close, he is relational, and the Spirit has made us his children. I think of one Muslim woman, and this is what she says. She says, O Father, my Father, Father God, hesitantly, I spoke his name aloud. I tried different ways of speaking to him. And then as if something broke through for me, I found myself trusting that he indeed was hearing me, just as my earthly father had always done. Father, oh my Father God, I cried with growing confidence. My voice seemed unusually loud in the large bedroom as I knelt on the rug beside my bed. But suddenly, the room wasn't empty anymore. He was there. And so here's a woman, and she grows up never knowing God as her father. She grew up not knowing that God was personal. She grew up in fear of God. And yet notice in Jesus, as she says, with growing confidence, she says, Father, my Father. You see, she understood that God is relational, that God has brought his children close. And so she prayed, my Father. And I wonder, do you pray, my Father? Is God your Father? Because he certainly wants to be. He's made it possible through Jesus and by the Spirit. And if you're new with us, you've just tuned in, we'd love for today to be the day where you join us and say, my Father in heaven, where you enjoy relationship with God the Father through Jesus and by the Spirit, where you go from being an enemy of God because of sin to being in relationship with God, to saying, Father in heaven. And if this is you, we'd love to get in contact with you. So hit the get in touch button. We'd love to connect with you and be with you on this journey. Well, the Bible tells us to be mature followers of Jesus, but we're always, always to be like three-year-olds who come in absolute dependence of our Heavenly Father. It's a picture of a kid that's so dependent on their parents, who ask for crazy things innocently, who come to parents for absolutely everything. That's how we pray to our Father in heaven, in absolute dependence. And I think sometimes we have this view that we have to pray big or fancy words or the right words, or that we have to have everything perfect and in order before we come to God in prayer. Or we have this view that God is distant and he doesn't care about our small lives, that God made the world and he kind of just let it be. But through Jesus and by the Spirit, God is relational. He's brought us so close into relationship with him. Yes, he's so big and he's in control of everything in this entire universe, but he also cares for individual people and he loves it. He absolutely loves it when his children come to him and pray, Father, Father in heaven. And so let's go for it. It might be that praying is just a few words. It might even just be starting with a sentence in prayer. It might even be writing down and reading a prayer out to God. I remember my dad teaching me to weld. He could have done a way better job that afternoon when we welded in the garage. But my dad, he absolutely loved teaching me. He loved seeing me give it a go. He loved me asking for wisdom on how to weld and how to do it better. And so friends, when it comes to prayer, let's give it a go. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in absolute dependence because he loves it when we as his children come and pray to him. He's so close and he listens to the prayer of his people. And so we pray to him as our Heavenly Dad. And not only is he our Heavenly Dad that's so close, but he's our Heavenly Father who cares. He cares so greatly for us. And that's our second heading, pray to our Heavenly Father because he cares. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. It's just after the Lord's Prayer. Jesus says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers in the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the flowers of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? See the care, that God the Father has for his creation. God made the world and he keeps it going. He's so involved in this world. He hasn't given up on this world and he hasn't given up on you. The honey eater to the eagle, the birds are fed. The sunflower to the rose, God gives the growth. The buffalo grass to the berries, God clothes it all. And how much more valuable are you, someone who's made in his image? People whom his son died on the cross for. You see, God the Father, he cares. He's so gracious. He's so kind. He's so compassionate. And he is so abundant in his provision, both of that which is physical, but also that which is spiritual. He cares, and so let's pray to him always. I remember talking to a Christian a couple of years ago about buying a new car. And this Christian, they had a couple of options about which car to buy, and they didn't know what to do. And then someone in the group of people that I was in as I was talking to that person said to them, they said, "Have you prayed about it?" And the person just looked at them and said, "Prayed about that? Why would you do that?" But pray to him always in absolute dependence because he cares. And in a rich country like Australia, it seems so easy, doesn't it, to pray that God will provide. But I always remember a pastor telling me the story about a family in another country, and this family had become Christians, and so they've been sent out, they've been banished from that culture and that place. And so there they are sitting at the dinner table, and the dad would say grace at the dinner table every night. And sometimes there wasn't food on the table. Sometimes they wouldn't eat. Sometimes a neighbor who was angry at them for being Christians would come and give food. You see, this family, they absolutely depended on God for absolutely everything. And so they prayed. They prayed to their Father in heaven. And you know, there'll be times where we don't understand God's provision. Times where God says yes, times where God says no, times when God says later or not yet or wait. But we pray knowing that God is close and knowing that God the Father cares so greatly for us. And that he has a plan, that he's working everything out for his plan and for the good of his people. And friends, I'm so glad of that. In a world that's frantic and a world that is absolutely chaotic, I'm glad that God the Father cares for us spiritually and also physically. And I think about a cyclone, right? You know, it's a scary storm, a cyclone, absolute chaos spinning around. There's stuff flying everywhere, cars being lifted up, shed roofs and houses being pulled off. It's unpredictable. It's absolutely extreme. But even in the cyclone, in the chaos of a cyclone, there is the eye of the storm. And you see, in the middle of that cyclone, it is absolutely calm. And you see, that's what prayer is. In the chaos of this world, coming into the middle, into the still, into the calm, and praying to our Father in heaven who is close, who cares. And so even in the chaos of this world, we know that God the Father cares. And so, you know, in our life, it might just be asking the Father why. Why did that happen? It might be expressing frustration for something. It might be anger, disappointment, joy, anxiety. The Psalms teach us to pray for all these things, don't they? It might be tears. It might be laughter. But it's praying to our Heavenly Father because he cares for us and he loves when we, as his children, pray to him. He cares and he provides the spiritual. You know, he's provided every spiritual blessing for us in absolute abundance. Everything, it's like everything that Jesus, the eternal Son, has, he has given to us. We're his children. He's our father. We know him. We have relationship with him. The love of the father has been so freely lavished and poured out on us. We have the forgiveness of sins. We're sons and daughters of him. We have a home, a hope to look forward to in heaven. And it's the confidence of one of our MBMers that says, as long as God the Father is pleased with Jesus, which is forever, he is pleased with me as one of his children. See, God the Father cares. He provides the spiritual. And he also provides the physical. And it's why prayer around the dinner table, thanking God for daily provision, is one prayer that we never miss in our family. And you might have never done that before, but it feels awkward starting. But hey, give it a go. And even if you're on your own, you're not praying alone. You're praying in relationship to your Father, thanking him for his daily provision. We say God the Father, our Father in heaven, because he's so close. He cares for us. And remember those last two words? He's in heaven. In other words, he is in control. Where's God now? He's in heaven. And that means he's in absolute control. And that seems to contradict the closeness of God, doesn't it? But you know what? That's what's so great about God. God, he's so close and he's so relational and he loves us. He cares so deeply for us, yet he's big. He's in heaven. He's in control of absolutely everything. And so that's our third heading. Pray to God the Father because he's in control. Have a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Do not be afraid. This is Jesus. He says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one, that's God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Here it is. Listen to this. Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. See the bigness of God in that verse? You know, the fear that this verse talks about is talking about the very weightiness, the very bigness of God. God who's in control of everything. God who's in charge of where people go after they die. And so we respond by coming to God in God's way through Jesus. That's how we have eternal life. That's how we're saved. And we also look at this verse and know that God is outside of time. God, he looks at the whole timeline of history and he's got it all covered. It's all in his hands. And think about the Old Testament book of Job. You know, Job, or Satan rather, doesn't lay a finger on Job outside of God's control, without God first giving permission. God's in control of everything. And notice that verse, it talked about a sparrow, and two sparrows are sold for a penny. Now, I don't know how much that is, but I suspect it's something like a gold coin, right? A gold coin donation. And so the modern equivalent of that might be rats, you know, and you know, someone will probably post and say that rats are actually really expensive, but you get the point, right? You know, sparrows, they're insignificant to people. Yet God the Father, he is in complete control and it's within his plans and his care what happens to a sparrow and how much more what happens to us as people made in his image. He's sovereign, he's in control. And so don't get robbed of the joy of prayer by thinking, well, God already knows what I'm going to pray for, so why bother? Or by not praying at all in fear that God will say no. Or that thought that robs us from the joy that says, well, God's decided already, so why bother? Friends, we have this amazing privilege to pray to God the Father. He's close, he cares, he's in control of all things. And I mean, this is a word for all of us, but particularly a word for blokes and for dads. You know, church and prayer in particular, it doesn't seem like a particularly bloke thing to do. But remember Jesus, the greatest bloke of all blokes. You know, he was a carpenter. He swung a hammer. He had blisters and cuts on his hands. And yet by the age of 33, he shouldered the sin of the whole world. He was the one who took the full wrath of God upon himself, and the bloke of all blokes, he falls on his knees and he says, "Father in heaven," he prays. And so let's do the same. And know that when you pray, you're praying to the God of the universe, the one who's in control of all things, the one who controls time, the one who controls this universe. And so we pray knowing that. Friends, God the Father, he's so close, he cares, and he's in control. I remember seeing this great picture of this amazing photo of JF Kennedy, and he's in the White House and he's sitting at the desk, and arguably at the time he's one of the most powerful men in history. He's got access to everything, access to the full US Army, you know, super, super powerful guy. And in this photo, he's sitting at his desk, and underneath his desk is his son sitting on the ground playing with toys. And you see, his son had direct access to him. His son could just tap him on the knee and say, "Dad, Father." And you know what? You have that with the God of the universe. Direct access in prayer to say, "Father in heaven." You know, he's so close. He cares, and he is in control. And so what an immense privilege to pray to him. Let's do that now. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you are good, that you are loving. Thank you so much that you are close, that you care, and that you are in control, and that you love it when we pray to you. And so we pray that just like children, we might come to you in absolute dependence of everything. Anything.
His wounds have fed my heart. Oh, this I know with all my heart. His wounds have